This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. And now for coffee flavor Instant Postum, here's Bing Crosby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This was written by Joey Bushkin, the darling of the salons on team when he was working for Tommy Dorsey.
I'm not the guy who cared about love, and I'm not the guy who cared about fortunes and such. Never cared much, but look at me now. I never knew the technique of kissing, and I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. Never knew much, oh, look at me now. I'm a new man, better than Casanova at his best. With a new heart, brand new start, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest. So I'm the guy who turned out a lover. So I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things, oh, look at me now.
Let's say, folks, right here, we lend an ear to Galen Drake, huh?
You know, if you ask the average fellow if he thinks he's a good man, he'll say, well, sure, I'm a good man. Say, I never hurt anybody in my whole life. Well, no, that may be so, but isn't it strange how we sometimes sin against ourselves? Of course, we take care of other things, the family, the job, and charities, but how about our own good health? Maybe you say, oh, I do pretty good. I eat fairly sensibly and go a diet once in a while. I don't sleep so good, though. I feel a little dragged out now and then, but then, after all, I'm no kid anymore. Yeah, and maybe you're kidding yourself, too. Those little danger signals may mean that you're depending on the caffeine and coffee for that quick pickup. Now, your doctor would be the first to tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to new coffee flavor Instant Postum. No caffeine, no jumpy nerves, and can't keep you awake. Try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days, and you'll look better, feel better, and act better.
Got those eyes of blue, kisses too. I never knew what love could do. Can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me, way high. Just can't imagine that you love me. But after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love, that you're in love with me.
Hey, Bing, that was a good song. You did it well.
Carpenter, you're very generous.
Well,
thank you.
Yes, I really am, I guess.
What? Wait a minute.
Sincerely, Bing,
you overdid it?
No, that's great.
Not a fact or anything?
No, not a bit.
Thank you.
Sincerely, Bing, the way you sang that gave me the same heady feeling that I get on a clear day in Los Angeles. One of those
Rare days when I can look through my windshield and see the onrushing cars.
Yes, that's an exhilarating experience. But mind you, Mr. Carpenter, I am not among those Los Angelinos who infer that the smog has a dire and disastrous potential.
Oh, well, not that you're in favor of smog.
Oh, no. I'm against it. I earnestly hope that our city brethren conquer the problem post-haste. I only say that I've been in large communities which have a much murkier problem. That's what I say.
You mean London, perchance?
Kenneth, to help me, I was in London one night, and blimey, the thickness of that fog. It was that thick.
Almost as thick as that egg, sir. Yes, that thick. Well, tell me, sir, how thick is that thick?
I'm telling you, laddie, the bobbies had all snow shovels, and they was a shoveling hit off the sidewalks into the streets. That's how thick it was now.
Although I believe you all the way, but I still don't see how that gets...